We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider, joins us tomorrow. He told the Midday guys he's not even hearing whispers on Jameis Winston to the Steelers. 0.0 chance Cam Newton comes to Pittsburgh. Jeremy Fowler, another Steelers insider, ESPN, in a story today, predicted the Steelers' 2020 quarterback depth chart. Ben Roethlisberger, 1. Mason Rudolph, 2. Paxton Lynch, 3.
Paxton Lynch is a first-round pick, a former first-round pick. And Paxton Lynch, I would say, as a former first-rounder, like most first-rounders, is going to get, what, like, if a cat has 9 lives, he's going to get 18 because he's a first-rounder. And, man, the stuff we heard about him last year was, like, basically the guy couldn't even, like, throw a ball forward. He looked so horrible.
Chris, he was so bad that he was out of the NFL for a year after spending, what, 2 years in Denver? He actually, like, no one picked
him
back.
He's actually only
for a
played
full
in
year.
2 seasons. Yeah, he's only played in 2 actual NFL seasons. The 2 years in Denver, nobody picks him up. The Steelers take a flyer. I don't know. Everything I've heard about Paxton Lynch suggests that he's barely qualifying as a warm body on a roster, Pony. I feel like the idea that he would be their third quarterback is rooted more in the overall sense that the Steelers probably knew that they took every last ounce of water in the towel and wrung it out with Duck Hodges last year, and they're ready to move on, and they want somebody that quote-unquote has that first-round pedigree. But, man, Paxton Lynch, just if you couldn't beat out Hodges, if you couldn't find a way to assert yourself in what was a cataclysmic quarterback situation last year for the Steelers, what are you going to do when it's healthier because Ben Roethlisberger's
back? They didn't
back?
Even bring him into the last game when it became abundantly clear that Hodges, that dream had come to an end. Look, I'm going to use two words here. I don't use them lightly with the Steelers because I do think Kevin Colbert is a good general manager. I think it's, generally speaking, a very good organization. But I would look at, if this is true, and it doesn't seem like anybody who covers the team believes that the Steelers are going to make any changes to what they have on the roster right now at quarterback, that what you see is what you get. Mason Rudolph, Paxton Lynch, Devlin Hodges, JT Barrett, those four guys are going to compete for the last two jobs behind Ben, and Rudolph is like far and away lapping the field in terms of a backup role that he's, you know, the odds-on favorite to be the number two quarterback, and it's not close right now. And that's really what we have. I'm going to use two words here, and I don't use them lightly. That is negligent, and that is irresponsible. If they are really willing to look at what happened last year and say, that's just a one-off, that can't happen again, and not try to improve their quarterback room, well, then shame on them. Because there should be a lesson that gets learned from last year, that they had the defense to go to the playoffs, and because they got absolutely crap play from their quarterback in the last four games of the season, they missed the playoffs.
I would use a two-word phrase. I won't use two separate words. To me, it's roster malpractice if you don't improve that. I think what bugs me the most is the object lesson is there from two other teams last year in the NFL, the Saints and the Titans, specifically, and in high-profile ways. The Saints, if they don't have kind of a game that few saw coming in the playoffs other than you, Andrew Filippone, who picked the Vikings, they maybe go deeper into the NFC's postseason. The Titans got within a game of the Super Bowl exclusively because they had Ryan Tannehill on the roster. That team not only doesn't make the AFC Championship game if they don't have Tannehill. They don't even sniff the playoffs with Marcus Mariota. And in the other case with New Orleans, one was ineffective quarterback in Tennessee. The other one was injured quarterback. Bridgewater goes 5-0. And in Tannehill's case, he was cheap when the Titans picked him up in that trade from Miami. He didn't cost them much.
I just don't.
It doesn't necessarily cost much to get a guy with former starter pedigree who's better than Mason Rudolph.
I just think the further we've moved away from how the season ended, now that it's not fresh, I think fewer people are realizing or remembering the way the Steelers season ended and are just putting all their eggs in the Ben Roethlisberger basket and just want to go into the season with no insurance behind them, or they're trying to talk themselves into the idea that Mason Rudolph is a competent NFL quarterback when we know that he's not.
I think fans want to bury their heads in the sand and go with Ben. I think that's the overwhelming opinion, Pony. Because I don't even know how many people are still trying to talk themselves into Rudolph. I think it's like, what was the old thing that Milwaukee Braves fans said? Spawn insane and pray for rain with the other guys. I think this one's Ben is back, and there is no clever rhyme, but if he gets hurt again, fans don't even want to consider the outcome. The idea that Mason Rudolph could be viewed as anything but a bust pretty much already, to me, is kind of funny. He's shown his cards. We know what he is.
Yeah. I would want to put myself in a situation where you didn't even include Kansas City in there, Chris. When Mahomes had
Matt
an injury
Moore.
Last year, Matt Moore off the
God,
street.
Matt Moore would be a major upgrade.
Matt Moore, I think, was out of football, and Kansas City smartly hired him when Chad Henne got hurt, and he came in and he beat Minnesota. I want to say he beat the Vikings last year. He beat a playoff team. The Steelers went 0-6 against playoff teams.
Would you like me to dig it up right now? I've got it for you right here, Pony. I'm glad you bought me time. Matt Moore comes in last year, starts two games, loses to the Packers, but by the way, throws two touchdowns and completes 67% of his passes.
Had two tutters in that game, Craig.
And then, in his other start, he beats Minnesota 26-23. His combined passer rating in those two games. I'm going to give you his numbers for the two starts he had. This is the guy backing up the best quarterback on earth. 49 of 71, that's almost 70% completions, 542 yards, three touchdowns, a 105.5 rating.
Yeah.
Dude, if Mason Rudolph or Devlin Hodges had put up that kind of statistical line for two consecutive games, I would have croaked last year. Mason Rudolph was putting up, remember when he had that big game against Miami and then against Cincinnati and people wanted to try to tell you that he was like, he was hot stuff? It was so painfully obvious that they were telling Mason Rudolph, here's a 4-yard dump pass, please don't screw it up. Matt Moore was actually allowed to go out and more or less run Kansas City's offense.
Tweet comes into us that mentions if the Steelers really thought that the XFL was a place to find players, why not bring back Landry Jones?
Well, have you seen him in the XFL, though? Oh, he was so bad. He was the Jameis Winston of the XFL. Every time I watched one of those games, and I actually did watch him, he was throwing a pick.
Man, what I wouldn't give for an XFL game right now. Craig?
Is it due, like,
what would
over
you do for an XFL
rating?
Game right now?
Unspeakable things. To get a spread and over, under.
I think Australian rules football is still going on. That do anything for you, Chris?
No, didn't they? I know that, yeah, it's the AFL. No, I don't think it does. Didn't they run a horse race down in Louisiana, too?
Yep. Yeah, they're still letting the horses out there. I'd like
you
to
had
see
a big take on horses as athletes and not or non-athletes.
I'd like to
but
see
the jockey's the athlete.
Well, I'd like to see them run a horse race without jockeys.
I don't think they could. I think the horses would just kind of do what they wanted to do, wouldn't they?
That wouldn't be interesting.
Can you imagine a horse race if there were no jockeys and by like the far turn, the horses are all just trotting around like sniffing the dirt?
Wasn't it the Preakness?
I guess not sniffing the dirt. They're not dogs.
Remember the Preakness when the jockey fell off and the one horse went by itself and it almost had like a moment of glory?
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.